grab some popcorn and a favorite chair. The love of movies is why we're here. Press play and don't delay. Let Phil be our guide to a cinematic day. Phil at the movies, from the silver screen to his podcast stream. Phil's covering every movie dream. Phil at the movies. Phil at the movies.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Phil at the Movies. I'm your host, Phil Walsh, and you are listening to show number 163 of this ongoing podcast that is for the love of movies. Today, I am going to be talking with you about my thoughts on the 36th installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This, I believe, is actually the third time that I have discussed or reviewed a Marvel film. And that's not because I dislike the films. I generally have not talked about them on the podcast in any great detail. But this particular film struck a nerve with me in a way that few entries from this cinematic universe have done, at least in a long time. The movie is Thunderbolts, or I guess it is now being referred to as The New Avengers. And I can say that now because it is out there as part of the marketing. I guess we call it an alternate title, but Thunderbolts, the new Avengers, that is the topic for today's show. And to sort of set the table with my thoughts on the film, I think it is my favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe film. And I say that with the added caveat, I will put off in a separate sphere of influence the Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films, which are technically Marvel movies, and I suppose if you finesse it well enough, they are part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, thanks to the events of Spider-Man No Way Home. But those three with Maguire and directed by Sam Raimi, I kind of put off in their own separate corner. I mean, they're Marvel movies, but they're not in the same way that you would think about this universe that began in 2008 with Iron Man starring Robert Downey Jr. So again, putting the Raimi films to the side in their respective corner of appreciation, of the 36 films that have been made in this ever-evolving franchise, which has changed the comic book movie genre, changed the movie landscape, some would say for better, some would say for worse. Of all the films in this catalog, I have to say, I think this one impacted me and connected with me in ways that I did not expect. And I found it to be such a change of pace for a genre that is often reliant on tropes and trappings and familiar story beats. This felt like a much-needed breath of fresh air for not just the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but for the comic book genre as a whole. Now, before I get into my review on the film, let me, of course, say, as always, thank you for tuning in each and every Friday to hear my thoughts on movies. As always, I appreciate your support, your friendship for now 163 episodes. It is because of you that this has been made possible. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you have not done so already, if you could hit that subscribe button, hit the like, leave a review and a rating. It helps with the pesky algorithms. And of course, if you could recommend or share this podcast with fellow movie buffs and fans, it will help grow this cinematic community, and we can continue to have these fulfilling, if you will, yes, pun intended, movie discussions. All right, without any further ado, let me first set the stage with the synopsis for this film. After finding themselves ensnared in a death trap, seven disillusioned castoffs must embark on a dangerous mission that will force them to confront the darkest corners of their past. Marvel films for better or for worse, have been largely identified as popcorn films. The great Martin Scorsese has referred to them as amusement park rides. They have been praised on the one hand, they have been criticized on the other. And it really depends on what kind of reaction you have as an audience member. A lot of people love these films. Again, we're on the 36th entry, so clearly a lot of people love these films, but they're not for everybody. And I tend to fall more so in the middle, where I enjoy some films, other films I have no interest, or I just watch it and that's the end of it. You know, it's more just of a kind of an entertaining exercise, and then that's it. I move on with my life. I don't have the same reaction, if you will, if this were, we'll say, a Batman film, but that's a whole other discussion for another day. This particular film interested me from the start because of the cast. Again, I'm no student of the Marvel comics as a whole, but the cast in this film immediately intrigued me, and they've appeared in various projects before, either on the big screen or on one of the many Disney Plus shows. But here was a situation where we were going to get a lot of great talent together under the same roof, if you will. Of course, the film is led and held together by the incredible performance of Florence Pugh, but you also have David Harbour, you have Lewis Pullman, Sebastian Stan, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, just to name a few members of this ensemble. And it really is an ensemble piece. What affected me so much with this film, and in a positive, constructive way, that very few comic book films have the courage to do, which is, this movie shines a light on trauma, on grief, on mental health. And not to say those stories, those themes are not present in other Marvel films, because certainly they are there. But never before had I watched one of these films and found those topics explored in a way that never felt like it was just checking a box or rushing through to kind of get to the next joke, or even turning it into a joke. And I sort of compare the way depression, isolation, regret, defeat is handled in this film with the way it was handled in another Marvel film from, God, now 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, which was the Avengers Endgame film. And again, not to sort of rehash the plot, but I found the representation of depression, isolation, defeat, regret to be much more informed and realistic, and actually having a merit to the story in this film than it was, say, in the Avengers Endgame movie, where it was much more played for laughs. And here the film takes these topics and addresses them in ways that doesn't cheapen it or just sort of, like I said, do it to check a box, but to actually make it part of the story. There's a real narrative here, particularly on the part of Florence Pugh's character, Elena, where she is struggling with her own depression, with her own sense of failing. And that comes up against one of her fellow anti-heroes in the film, Bob, or later is revealed to be the character Sentry, played by Lewis Pullman. He's also dealing with his own turmoil and inner grief and trauma. And the way their stories complement each other, and they sort of embrace each other figuratively and literally as a way of coping and beginning the process of healing, I found to be quite profound and something that I applaud this film for going forward and putting out there, because it's one thing to tell an action-adventure film, make it a big popcorn spectacle. I mean, there's certainly all of the elements we would associate in a superhero comic book film are here in here. There's fights, there's action, there's snappy dialogue, there's humor. There's all of those elements we associate, and certainly David Harbour's character is the comedic relief for a lot of this film. He does get a lot of great emotional moments, particularly opposite Florence Pugh. But again, there's all the trappings, if you will, that you would associate with any film like this in the genre. But the examination on isolation, depression, traumatic coping, all of those topics, which are, I'm not saying they're not explored in superhero films, but it's definitely rare, or it's more surface level. Here, there felt like a real paying attention to detail and kind of going below just sort of a surface level analysis. It wasn't just, oh, Yelena's sad, moving on. There was real merit and real ideas behind what was going on, as opposed to, is it just being like a story point, or does it actually have something more to say? And fortunately, it was the latter instead of the former. And that I found to be incredibly refreshing and endearing to this franchise, because they were willing to tackle these sensitive topics and treat them in a way that was authentic and contributed something to the overall story. Much of the themes in this film are about healing. Yes, there's the situation of them all banding together and trying to escape a death trap. And of course, there's saving the world heroics that you would associate in any of these kind of movies. But the real meat, the backbone of this movie, all of these characters, whether it's Lewis Pullman's Bob or Florence Pugh's Yelena, or even David Harbour's Red Guardian character, all of them are dealing with their own trauma, their own depression, their own sense of grief, and they're all working it out in some ways privately, but the same way they're also working it out together. And it's not like this film, you know, sort of gives everybody a rousing happy ending. But it does give a sense of healing, a sense that things will get better with time if we stand together, if we communicate, if we sort of take it day by day. And I just found that to be wonderfully refreshing for a genre that typically steers away from these more sensitive topics. Not saying it doesn't happen, but this felt like a real stirring an examination on sort of the broader topic of mental health, and played it in a way that it never felt like it was just there sort of as a cheap throwaway, or like I said, to check a box, but to actually integrate it as part of the story. So for me, this was a Marvel film that I will say it, I marveled at and applauded, because it had the courage to tell a story in the trappings of a superhero film. And that gets to my larger point of why I do love this genre, because again, much like with horror, you can tell stories inside the box, if you will. You know, you know what to expect when you go to see a horror film. You know what to expect when you go to see a superhero film. There are elements, there are moments, there are cliches, if you will, that are staples and part of the overall picture. But yet when you can sort of go past that and tell something meaningful and something of merit that actually has something to say, well, then it becomes larger than just another popcorn film. It actually becomes a story with purpose and identity, and I will say it, a work of art. And now, again, this is not by any means the greatest comic book film ever made, and it's, I'm not trying to oversell the film here, but as far as it is a study and an expression on trauma, on healing, on growth, I found this to be quite compelling and an unexpected surprise for a film franchise that tends to stay more conventional in a way. And again, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I like it when these particular kind of films feel the confidence to step outside of the comfort zone and tell something more than just the usual good guys versus bad guy trope, big budget explosions and over-the-top spectacle. That's all important to the genre, and it certainly is there in different ways with this film, but I really resonated with this story of trauma, of isolation, of loneliness, but also of healing and that important element of hope. So for me, Thunderbolts, or now the New Avengers, I hope this is more commonplace in future Marvel films. Again, not saying that it has to be this way all the time, because certainly it's not a one-size-fits-all, but this kind of more mature storytelling, I think, is a welcome reprieve and a welcome entry for this franchise that, for me, has kind of laid more in the conventional realm in recent years, and this kind of feels like breaking outside of their respective comfort zone and telling a story that actually has something more to say than just people punching each other and over-the-top action and adventure. There's a real merit to the story, and I know there was sort of some, you know, mocking online about this being an A24-style superhero film, and again, that might be a tad over-exaggeration, but the idea behind it, I definitely respond to, because there is sort of that attention to detail that is not in a lot of Marvel films, and certainly hasn't been in a lot of the more recent ones, in my opinion. And this felt like kind of a breaking of the mold, if you will, and trying something new. So hopefully it continues, but I definitely had a great time with this film. It is a profound story in a way that it was unexpected. It still, of course, delivers all of the usual tropes and trappings that we would associate with a popcorn film, but it really has this grounded story that examines mental health and puts it under the spotlight in a way that honors all of the characters and their struggles, and then brings it to the fold to kind of communicate the bigger ideas of growth, healing, and ultimately hope. So there we have it. I've gone on for longer than I intended to with this particular topic, but the movie is Thunderbolts, or now being called the New Avengers, which again, you know, debatable about the marketing strategies and whatnot, but that's for another day. I recommend this film, particularly if you are not a fan of this style of movies, this particular genre. It has the elements that we associate with a superhero film, but like I have said before with many other films that you may not be in your comfort zone, this one has a lot more to say and do than just the usual fanfare. So I would recommend it, and as of right now, it's one of my favorite films of the year, and I would even go so far to say it probably is my favorite Marvel film in this particular canon, because its ability to tell a story as opposed to just relying on spectacle and conventional wisdom. But there we go. The movie Thunderbolts, The New Avengers, you know, take your pick on the title. I do recommend seeing this film. And on that note, everybody, thank you as always for tuning in. I'll be back next week, and we'll do this all over again for the love of movies. Makes every movie.